Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Kenny Chesney, massively successful recording artist, a very important mentor to young country talent, and now aspiring author.
Yes.
Kenny, we have to call him Kenneth Chesney.
Yeah, he does have a co-writer with him, and he says the book that he's putting out is not a memoir, but instead an almost love letter to those who shaped and inspired me, including fans who've been there from tiny bars, radio stations who believed when no one else did, and a team who just coming back, legends who gave me wisdom and the opportunities, and all the friends who have been there along the way. That's where the music comes from. His book is called Heart Life Music. You can pre-order it right now. It won't come out until the beginning of November.
So, like, no juicy deets or...
No, it's not that kind of a book.
Nothing coming clean about what happened with Renee Zellweger. What really happened with Renee Zellweger?
No.
In case you don't remember, Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger were married
for a blink of an eye.
Yeah, about a couple months, right?
Mm-hmm. And apparently, the only thing that she said was she had had a friend who was going through something, and she allowed that friend to move into their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered Kenny. He didn't like the idea of her allowing that without talking with him first. She said that's when they realized they had a whole different way of living. That's the only thing she's ever said.
Well, you know, if life imitates art, when Renee Zellweger and Tom Cruise got very hastily married in Jerry Maguire, you know, they were thinking about getting, you know, separated, and, you know, the whole You Had Me at Hello came out, and he remembered that she was his true love. But isn't it ironic that Kenny Chesney is the one that sang You Had Me at Hello?
Well, that's where he got the idea.
Is it?
From that movie, yes.
And now you know the rest of the story. I figured that's where he got that idea, Danny.
Oh, okay. I was...
I just feel that that's kind of an ironic story, since the fact that that's exactly what happened to her and Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
But they, you know, because it's a love story.
Yeah.
When the Juicy Deets books comes out from Kenny Chesney, then I'm interested.
I don't think he'll ever do it. He's a notoriously private person.
Do you believe there was an NDA going on there?
What was that?
Do you believe there was an NDA thing going on between
both
of them?
There might be on both sides.
Right.
Because you also have to look at the fact that he was a bachelor for how long, and trying to live with someone new, that's very difficult when you have your way of doing things. It's hard to mesh those together.
Well, just in time for Christmas, pre-order Kenny Chesney's book for that Kenny Chesney lover in your life. 833-287-1037. Time now to get a hold of us and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so you can go see Lainey Wilson when she does her only California show later on this summer in L.A. You'll be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Question for you guys. Do you think the reason that we've never won a CMA award or an ACM award, despite being nominated, is because of really stupid ideas like Super Bowl-loney?
No, I love Super Bowl-loney. This is something John had an idea for, and we're like, it's so dumb.
I had been previously trying to get this on the air for years, vetoed every time. So we either ran out of ideas, or you guys just relented.
What happens, John, is every once in a while we need to just... like, throw a dog a bone.
All right.
That's basically what we're doing.
Throw a dog a piece of bologna is what we're doing.
Insulting. Okay, so here's the deal. This is a very scientific method of picking this week's big game winner.
So producer Jessica has printed out the Kansas City logo and the Philadelphia Eagles logo, put them on the window. What we're going to do is blindfold John, spin him around, and then have him toss a piece of bologna at the window.
Hence the name Super Bologna.
Now, the first one to stick, whichever team it is closest to, we pick as the winner. This is going to be interesting. You got to spin them, though, Jess.
You forgot to take your bologna with you.
Oh.
I'm getting toast to it, right?
No, you literally left it at your spot.
Oh, I did.
I got it.
I'm bringing you your bologna.
Right. Yo, you bet I am.
It's actual bologna, Oscar Mayer beef bologna. We have found in different times of doing this that Oscar Mayer's beef bologna is the
best.
Stickiest bologna to glass, in case you're ever wondering.
Right.
Boar's head, not so much.
Yeah. Sure. Now, I'm gonna come around and spin you once you pick your piece of bologna out, John.
Okay, right.
Okay, so pull out a piece of bologna,
okay.
John.
Okay, can we stay closer to a mic, too? Come this way.
Come which way?
Oh, there.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
You got your bologna?
I've got the bologna. Feels
okay,
firm. It feels
here.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to spin you around.
All right. All right.
Turn, turn, turn. Now turn this way. Turn, turn, turn.
Okay.
No, wait. Turn, turn. Now get ready to throw. And. Okay. All right. No, you hit the corner of the room.
All right,
okay.
On.
We'll try again. Now, just grab your bologna and just toss it.
I beg your
John.
Pardon?
Just toss your bologna. It's right behind you. Nope. There you go.
Okay.
Now throw it. It's right smack in the middle.
Come
Do it again.
On.
Do it again.
Wins.
You hit the Philadelphia Eagles, John, right smack
Birds.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Right smack in the middle. So John's Super Bologna has picked the Philadelphia Eagles as the winner of this Sunday's Super Bowl. We'll see if it comes true. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. This is so dumb.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Chris in Chula Vista. Good morning, Chris.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, would you please leave the studio?
Yes, good luck.
Chris, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you, Chris, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Miranda Lambert just read some mean tweets that she got after she announced she was going on tour with Morgan Wallen. True or false? Morgan Wallen was the most streamed country artist last year.
True.
Gavin Rossdale says he has no idea how young artists get paid these days since everyone is streaming. Gavin is the ex-husband of Gwen Stefani, who's married to who now?
Blake Shelton.
Last week's Fire Aid concert raised over $100 million for fire relief. L.A. is the second most populated city in America. What is number three?
San Francisco.
72 years ago in 1953, Walt Disney's Peter Pan opened in theaters. In Peter Pan, what is the only animal Captain Hook is afraid of?
Crocodile.
And finally, happy birthday to Laura Linney. She starred in The Truman Show and Love Actually and played Wendy Bird on Ozark, opposite of this star who played her husband Marty. Who is he?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Tim back in. So, Chris, you got a dog in the fight this Super Bowl Sunday, or do you care less like we do?
I'm going with the bird.
All right. Any particular reason why?
I got family from Philly.
All right. There you go. Good reason why. All right, Tammy, Chris today, he's pulling for the Eagles.
Okay.
And he did 3 out of 5.
All right.
Tim, Miranda Lambert just read some mean tweets that she got after she announced that she was going on tour with Morgan Wallen. True or false? Morgan Wallen was the most streamed country artist last year.
True?
True. Not even close. 1-to-1. Chris knew that. Gavin Rossdale says he has no idea how young artists get paid these days since everyone is streaming. Gavin is the ex-husband of Gwen Stefani, who's married to who now?
Gwen Stefani is married to Blake Shelton.
Did I ever tell you my brush with fame with Gavin Rossdale?
Wasn't he playing poker somewhere?
I was taking a red eye back from Vegas. I had some time. Sat down at the only available seat at a blackjack table at the Hard Rock. Didn't realize it was one of those high roller tables, and I am so not a high roller. I lost 3 straight hands, $300, 60 seconds. It was gone.
And I sat next to Gavin Rosdale, who was not impressed with my game.
Handsome guy, though. It's 2-2. Last week's fire aid concert raised over $100 million for fire relief. L.A. is the second most populated city in America. What's number three?
In America?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
I think, but that's a good guess, because you're right. Chicago is it is. Chris went with San Francisco. I'm sure San Francisco's in the top 10. First of all, it's New York, then LA, then Chicago, the top three in America.
Is Houston the next one?
I don't know the top five. Okay. I got to imagine Houston's in there. I got to imagine Philly's in there. I got to, you know. All right, anyway, it's 3-2-2, Tammy. 72 years ago in 1953, Walt Disney's Peter Pan opened in theaters. In Peter Pan, what is the only animal Captain Hook is afraid of?
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Right?
Is right. Chris went with Croc as well. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Laura Linney. She starred in The Truman Show and Love Actually and played Wendy Bird on Ozark, opposite of this star who played her husband Marty. Who is he?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman is right. Have you ever started watching Ozark?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, you got to watch Ozark. It's so great.
I heard that it's very dark, so it's hard to see and it's hard to hear.
Oh, you mean dark like I need to put light on dark?
Yes.
I've never heard that, nor did I experience it when I watched it.
Okay.
Anyway, today Tammy beats you, Chris, by a score of 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you today, pal.
You will be going to see Lainey Wilson August 23rd at the Kia Forum as she brings her whirlwind tour to California.
Cool, thanks.
Chris, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Chris in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Earlier this morning, we spoke with, in order to honor both Super Bowl cities, from Kansas City Barbecue, downtown, the Top Gun Bar, owner Mitch, and from North Park's Pretzels and Pints, Philadelphia's Pride and Joy, Boomer. They were kind enough, bless their hearts, with not even a reminder from me.
No, except that we begged, and they brought us all kinds of food that we have to try.
They brought us too much food, so we're bringing in our resident Philly fan, Greg.
Thank you. Yes, I'm an expert.
Decked out in green.
Yeah.
Decked out in your Eagles hat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that from when they won their last Super Bowl?
This is the Super Bowl championship hat from 7 years ago. I've been wearing it every day this week to bring good luck to my Eagles, and hopefully going to get a new one on Sunday.
So, as long as you're here,
you might as well try.
We'll start off with,
with
the Philly pretzels from they brought over from Pretzels and Pints in North Park. Jessica went there last night, had a beer. Mm-hmm.
These are the authentic Philly pretzels. Philadelphia is known for its cheesesteaks and pretzels.
You see, I had no idea about the pretzels until this
either.
Week.
I didn't either, and I didn't know they were this big.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge, and I just took a bite with the cheese sauce, which is incredible, and next up is the spicy mustard with
it. Oh, you got to do the cheese sauce. The beer cheese, oh, it's so good. I'm going to get a little dab right now.
I'm more of a mustard guy, and I will say this is a delicious pretzel.
Mm.
A delicious pretzel.
Right?
Oh, it's fantastic, just like I remember.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm back home.
Are you being sincere?
I'm absolutely being sincere.
That's great. He'll be so happy to hear that.
They're so nice over there, too, while I was there picking up everything, because I had to reheat it in the morning, and she told me exactly what to do to make sure it was the perfect temperature and the perfect texture, and these taste right out of the oven. They're fantastic.
Mm. My God, that's good.
I know. It's super good. Now let's move on to the barbecue, which is going to be tough, because not only did they bring us all different kinds of barbecue between ribs and chicken and pulled pork and brisket, but they also brought sides.
Oh, my favorite word at restaurants, sides. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just dig in right now to some of the brisket. Thank you, Kansas City Barbecue, and thank you, Mitch, for bringing this over this morning. Oh, wow. I don't know what's going to happen with the game on Sunday, but I'm going to have to be boring and predict this a full-on tie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just depends on what you want, right? If you're in the mood for beer, cheese, and pretzels, man, this was spectacular. If you're in the mood for barbecue, you can't go wrong there. They're both winners.
Both places will be rocking, as you can imagine, on Super Bowl Sunday. If you're going to Pretzels and Pints, they're opening the doors at 9, and Boomer said that the last time the Eagles played in the Super Bowl, there was a line of tailgaters already.
That sounds about right.
So know that they will be filled to capacity, so they're going to have to turn you away if you get there too late. I don't know about the crowd at Kansas City Barbecue. I imagine it's the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
So both places will be open early. Both places will be rocking for your Super Bowl. And when you're there, please be kind to the servers who are so kind to us today. Thank you, Kansas City Barbecue. Thank you, Pretzels and Pints.
Yes.
Greg, you got anything you want to say to your team?
Go Birds.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station on KSON. This year's Puppy Bowl is especially special for 10 puppies here.
here in San Diego at the Helen Woodward Animal Center. Good morning, Jessica from Helen Woodward. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. We got puppies, puppies, puppies.
Yes, you do. This is so heartwarming because these 10 orphan pups, all from one litter, were rescued after the LA County fires, and they need homes, and you are wrapping them up in the Puppy Bowl tailgate party that is happening at McGregor's on Sunday.
Yes, we see a lot of puppies, and one of the reasons that Helen Woodward takes so many puppies is because there's actually about a two-month period where those puppies need care and nurturing and vaccines, and a lot of shelters don't have the room, the time, or the finances to take care of big litters. Well, this is a big litter of all big litters. When we see a mama that has nurtured 10 puppies, we want to make sure that she has a really great chance of life, and these puppies have a chance to meet all sorts of amazing adopters. And so they came down with us, and we're so grateful. And so, yeah, we're going to debut their chance at finding homes at our Puppy Bowl party at McGregor's.
So their mama will be there with the puppies as well, the proud mama, I have to imagine. Mama Dog and her team of 10 puppies, the meet and greet at the Puppy Bowl tailgate, by the way, T-A-I-L gate, at McGregor's this Sunday. So let's be serious for 1 second. There have been a lot of animals. You know, the devastation, it's still so much to comprehend. But Helen Woodward, you guys have been so instrumental in helping out all of these pets that have been displaced.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, I think the thing that's really, that we see a lot with devastation like this is that when it's in the news cycle, people think about it. But as soon as it's out of the news cycle, people forget. People that have lost their homes and they're really trying to find a place to land, they have pets that they don't know what to do with. So the shelters up there have been amazing. They've taken in these animals. They call them community pets, trying to find a place to keep them while their families sort everything out. The problem with that is that orphan animals that normally would be transferred to SPCALA or other shelters in the area, literally there's no kennel space. So they're pulling from high-impact shelters. That means that those animals are literally facing euthanasia if they don't have a place to go.
Well, not only are they adorable puppies, but being Blue Heeler cattle dogs, they are some of the smartest dogs and most trainable dogs
yes.
you will ever meet in your life. And if you are looking for a dog that wants to accompany you while you're out working in the garden or, you know, learn tricks or, you know, be one of the best behaved dogs, they do have a lot of energy, so you have to be ready to exercise with them. But they're so smart and so amazing.
Maybe I can borrow one tell Roger not to eat my garbage anymore. That'd be nice.
Tammy, I love how much you know about that breed. And these are really, really beautiful. We actually got to meet their mom and their dad. Their dad actually got adopted. We were going to bring him down too, but he got adopted up in LA right before we headed down. So we've gotten to know the whole family, which is really lovely. And they are beautiful. I mean, they're gorgeous, gorgeous. But like you said, their personalities are unbelievable. They're like little tiny, I call them humans, dog humans, because they really are smart.
You have a chance to see these special rescues at McGregor's Bar and Grill for their tailgate party between 10 and 2:30. So you won't even miss the actual game. Maybe you'll start to think about taking someone home for your family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love you guys so much. Thank you for letting people know. I mean, when you come down there, by the way, even if you're not going to adopt, but you're going to have food or drink or play cornhole or whatever we've got set up down there, all that goes towards the Pets and Program, so people can know when they come down and join us, watch the Puppy Bowl with us, that they're going to be supporting the work that we do.
All
excellent.
Right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this music? music.
This music is actually called Breakfast Jazz.
Oh.
I like it.
This is jazz, huh? Okay. I imagine you're doing this, you're like making us listen to this in honor of our Valentine's Day show where we'll be giving breakfast in bed, including a bed away on the show.
Absolutely. John and Tammy's Breakfast in Bed on Valentine's Day. You're going to join us in studio. We have a brand new bed coming from Mattress Place. Not only will you watch the show from that bed, you will get to take that bed home. You're going to be fed breakfast from Broken Yoke Cafe and watch our show.
We're also going to have a live musician here for you. Our good friend Davey Rocket will be performing. It probably won't be as good as Breakfast Jazz.
Yes.
But it'll still be fun. And also, this just added, and we're all very excited about this, a Valentine's Day mimosa bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
We cannot be held responsible for what happens on our show on Friday.
Actually, I think we kind of have to be still.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Okay, you get to be responsible then,
darn right.
Jessica.
Someone needs to set the rules around here. I'll be glad to do it.
You and I get to be irresponsible.
Woo!
Give us an example of some of the people who've entered, Jess.
So we had one story from a KS1 loyal listener who met her love of her life. They've been together for 40 years.
40 years?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Wow. He moved in down the street. She thought he was cute, so she went and changed into a short shorts and started washing her car.
Really?
I like where this is going.
That's awesome.
40 years later, happily married. These are the kinds of amazing stories that you're going to hear next week. We'll have four qualifiers, then we'll get one grand prize winner that'll join us on Friday.
So if you haven't entered yet, if this sounds like something cool, you just want a new bed.
Right. I mean, in all seriousness, that's a great, great prize.
It is. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to KSON.com, enter, and tell us your love story.
Washed her car in the short shorts.
Know, right?
Well played, Matt.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go with Jennifer, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Jennifer, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
See you later, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Jennifer, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I also want to remind you, Jennifer, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Former NBAer Chris Humphries is 40 years old this week. Chris is probably best known for his short marriage to Kim Kardashian. Were they married longer or shorter than 60 days?
Shorter.
If you see Whoopi Goldberg in an ad for a weight loss drug, don't believe it. It's fake. Whoopi is one of the panelists on this daytime talk show. What is it?
The top.
The original Black Sabbath lineup is reuniting for one final show in their hometown of Birmingham, England, in July. And Ozzy Osbourne will also give his final solo performance. Ozzy, of course, is the OG singer of Black Sabbath. Of the following, which is not a Black Sabbath song? Pit of Despair, Iron Man, or Hand of Doom?
Hand of Doom.
Harrison Ford doesn't regret making Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Which number Indiana Jones flick was it?
Three.
Sorry, Top Gun fans. Miles Teller claims he has no info on the third movie. Miles plays Maverick's best friend Goose's son in Top Gun Maverick. What was his character's name?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Jennifer, I have to ask, are you excited about the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I just want to see a good game.
I think that's all anybody really wants, unless you're a KC or a Philly fan.
Right.
Good game, good food, good people. Jennifer didn't really fare too well this morning, Tam.
Okay.
Didn't get anything right. Sorry about that,
okay.
Jennifer. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
Timmy, former NBAer Chris Humphries turned 40 years old this week. Chris is probably best known for his short marriage to Kim Kardashian. Were they married longer or shorter than 60 days?
I think it was longer. Was it 70-something?
72 days. Those kids gave it a shot, though, didn't they? 1-0. If you see Whoopi Goldberg in an ad for a weight loss drug, don't believe it. It's one of those fake ones. Whoopi is one of the panelists on this daytime talk show. What is it?
The View.
Jennifer went with a talk. The other one, 2-0. The original Black Sabbath lineup is reuniting for one final show in their hometown of Birmingham, England, in July. And Ozzy will also give his final solo performance. Ozzy Osbourne, of course, is the OG singer of Sabbath. Of the following, which is not a Black Sabbath song?
Oh, okay.
Pit of Despair, Iron Man, or Hand of Doom?
Hand of Doom.
of Doom is an actual Black Sabbath song. Okay. It's a great one. The made-up one is Pit of Despair, which I lifted from the movie Princess Bride. Throw them in the pit of despair. I always thought that'd be a good Black Sabbath song, though.
Okay.
In fact, I think I tried writing a song called Pit of Despair once, and I realized I have no talent in songwriting. Jennifer did not know. Still 2-0, Tammy. Harrison Ford does not regret making Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Which number Indiana Jones flick was it?
Four?
No, it was number five. Did not fare well in the box office. It was not a good movie. Still 2-0, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, sorry, Top Gun fans. Miles Teller claims he has no info on the third movie. Miles played Maverick's best friend Goose's son in Top Gun Maverick. What was his character's name?
It was Rooster.
Rooster is correct. Today, Tammy beats you by a score of 3-0, Jennifer, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Lainey Wilson. She's bringing her whirlwind tour to the Kia Forum on August 23rd.
Oh, my God. My daughter's going to be so happy. It's her birthday that month, so.
Aww.
All right. Well done. Jennifer, have a wonderful rest of your day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Silverista, and I flunked out of Academy College.
I hope somebody in the government is listening right now that will finally say Monday after the Super Bowl needs to be a federal holiday so we can all sleep it off.
And we're going to try to make that happen for Colin this morning.
Colin is in Santee. Colin's a roofer, which is one of the hardest, if not the hardest job ever.
It's a hard job.
And let's go ahead and say it. Would like a day off, especially after the Super Bowl. Hey, Colin, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going? Go Eagles, baby.
How excited are you for Sunday?
Super. I'm glad to be back. And I know what it's like on the Monday after we win. And I completely agree. It should be a federal holiday, especially when the Eagles win, because, you know, we got to turn the party up a bit.
Colin is willing to do just about anything to have Monday off. So what a better way to try to make this happen than talk to Colin's boss, Lucas. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
Lucas, we know that you just heard Colin. You are the owner of the roofing company that Colin works for. You're also a big football fan, from what we understand. Talk about what your thoughts are regarding Colin wanting Monday off.
Well, you know, I understand that it's a day when people like to party and everything, but, you know, it's also a day of work. It's not a holiday. And, you know, because of all the rain we've had, we got pushed back on a lot of jobs, and I need him there.
Good point, man. It's not easy to be the boss. Sure, you'd love to get everybody a day off, but work has to be done. I can't imagine what Tammy and Jessica would feel like if Monday morning after Super Bowl, I just said, hey, guys, not happening today. They probably wouldn't be too happy with me.
Or we'd be like, I'm just joking. Both of you have agreed to do this, which is really great. We're going to call this Beat Your Boss. If Colin can beat his boss, Lucas, with some trivia questions, Lucas has agreed to give Colin the day off.
However, if Colin loses to Lucas, his boss, not only does Colin have to work, but Lucas is going to give him extra duties on Super Bowl Monday. You guys ready to roll with this?
Let's roll. Yeah.
Let's put Lucas on hold. Colin, here we go. 5 trivia questions. You get more right than your boss, you get the day off after the Super Bowl.
All right.
For the day off, Super Bowl Monday, who is the second president of the United States?
That would be John Adams.
True or false, Kansas City also appeared in Super Bowl I?
Yes, true.
In the culinary world, what does au jus mean?
Does that mean it comes with a kind of gravy?
Who has more Instagram followers, Selena Gomez or The Rock?
I'm going to have to go against my gut here and say Selena Gomez.
In country music, who was known as the Possum?
The Possum. George Jones?
Okay.
Hang on, Colin.
Lucas, you have your work cut out for you. Are you ready to take on your employee, Colin?
I sure am.
All right. Who was the second president of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson?
True or false, Kansas City also appeared in Super Bowl I.
I believe that's true.
In the culinary world, what does au jus mean?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Who has more Instagram followers, Selena Gomez or The Rock?
Oh, I'd have to say The Rock.
And finally, in country music, who was known as the Possum?
I know. God, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's get Colin and Lucas reunited.
They are. And one of you is going to be happy.
Lucas, you might know a ton about roofing, and you might be the guy that writes the checks out, but your employee, Colin, just schooled you as far as random trivia, and I think you need to give him the day off. He got 5 out of 5, bro.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
He knew that John Adams, not Thomas Jefferson, was the president, number two. Jus means food that comes with a light gravy or juice, and Selena has more followers. Yeah, he weighs. And George Jones is the boss. Did you get anything right, Lucas, with all due respect?
Did he say Kansas City appeared?
Yes, he did. He got one right.
He got one.
Colin, you got the day off, bro.
Woo!
I'm right. Woo! Yeah. You know, just being from the city of brotherly love, man, you just mean my favorite, but I feel like I already won the championship.
Lucas, anything you want to say to your employee who, by the way, if you forgot, completely just wasted you in a trivia contest?
Well, I want to tell him that I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh, here we go. It continues. Right. And Lucas, just to keep us rest assured, Colin's job is safe. He's got a job on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, well, he better show up Tuesday bright and ready to go.
Colin, congratulations. Lucas, thanks for being
a
good sport.
Lucas.
Support local businesses. Thank you both for taking part in Beat Your Boss. If you need something to do tomorrow morning and want to support a great cause and hang out with a San Diego freaking legend.
Oh, my God. Randy Jones is a legend.
The 15th annual Randy Jones Run, Walk, and Roll for Independence. To benefit Home of Guiding Hands. Tim and I have been asked to return, and it's an honor to emcee the walk and to hang out with Randy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great organization that does so much for those living with developmental disabilities, from kids to young adults to adults, and giving them their independence, which is so important. So if you put together a team, you can go register right now, or you can show up tomorrow morning, but we'll be there bright and early to kick off the Run, Walk, and Roll for Independence for the Home of Guiding Hands.
Sure. It's KSON.com. We'll have a link to guidinghands.org, which is the website for Home of Guiding Hands, where you can register now, or you can wait till walk day and get there at 8 in the morning to register. The walk itself begins at 9. Remember, it is a run, walk, and roll. People of all abilities to benefit Home of Guiding Hands. And one more time, San Diego Padre Hall of Famer Randy Jones is going to be the host and will be there doing a meet and greet as well. So lots of reasons to hang out in Mission Bay on Saturday morning. And we have that link again to sign up and get more info at KSON.com.